I've been in education now 14 years, public education, 20 if you count working for a community school. I kind of got started with Santa Rosa Community School, which is part of the school district here, working after school with kids and in a summer camp program. I was a counselor and bus driver and lifeguard while I
Oh,
was in
cool.
college. And that's actually what got me into education. I didn't set out to be a teacher. I had some really good history teachers that kind of influenced me, that sort of thing. And I was going to go into law at UWF, pre-law, or business management, something along that lines. And
Yeah.
as I got further in, I was influenced by working after school. Everyone's like, "This is your calling. This is your gift." So next thing I'm teaching. And so I've kind of had a unique teaching experience. Didn't go immediately, even when I got my teaching certificate, into the classroom. I went to work for a school district in Mississippi, moved over there, and worked with the 21st Century Community Learning Center grant program. And it was like Mississippi State University partnered with two school districts to help at-risk kids and kids struggling to provide after-school enrichment and tutoring. So I was kind of like a teacher on special assignment there,
Okay.
and then working with the university to provide programming and develop a program. So I kind of started there, and then went in the classroom, and also as well, and actually was a headmaster at 27 years. Again, it was just one of those things that kind of came to me. I didn't necessarily, wasn't my plan or went out to seek that, but it came my direction of based on needs in the community. And you had major segregation there, so the academy was really pushing to open the school, make people feel welcome,
Yeah.
all walks of life and races and that sort of thing. So I mean, without sounding like a sappy movie of some sort, it really was that, the year I got to come in there was a neat experience as far as that, because the school had its first African American students come into the school, participate
Wow.
in the sports programs. And I mean, this was only like 2007. They're behind the times on some things there, just because of, different cultural things. But
Yeah.
anyway, so that was so neat to see through the sports programs, the academics, all that, see some of those kids come over their senior year and graduate from the public school to that academy. So I was there for a little bit, and then worked with in Pensacola at AMI Kids Pensacola. I was a director of education for a day treatment program there, working again with troubled and at-risk teens, and kind of found my way back into Santa Rosa County at that point. I have five children now of my own,
Wow.
and so at that point I had three, I think, well, four, and found my way back in Santa Rosa County, wanting the place to, we were in Pensacola for a little bit, wanting to raise a family and come back to the schools that I finished from. We were military. My dad was military, and so that's how I ended up in Gulf Breeze, or in Santa Rosa County. So I actually graduated from Gulf Breeze. So I'm
Okay.
a product of the Santa Rosa School District too, so to speak. I spent
Awesome.
my 3 years in my high school there. So I have majored in history and elementary education as a minor. And then I was seeking a leadership degree, kind of put it on hold with life and kids and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I have not completed leadership, but I have like a few classes away. So that's one of my goals, get back and do that this next year. But anyway, so came back to Santa Rosa County, kind of ran into one of the principals at a store, and she's like, "Yeah, we're looking for teachers, we're hiring, that sort of thing." So next thing you know, I'm back in the school district, working teaching fourth grade, and moved my family back to Navarre area. My wife is originally from the area, and she is actually a fourth grade teacher now in Santa Rosa County. And I went from fourth grade to now the gifted program. So we kind of took on the task a few years ago of revamping the gifted program at my school. We do it sort of like a pull-out program. We sort of do it like college,
Yeah.
like a college course catalog, where we make up these courses. Like I'm teaching programming, computer programming right now. We did rocketry, do engineering, all kinds of stuff. And so yeah, we do like a course catalog, and the kids get to vote on the courses the year before. In the spring, they vote on which we put together like 12 courses, and they get to vote on four that they're going to have for that school year. So I love my job and absolutely love what I do. And so I really, I'm in this race to win it, but if I lose, it won't be a negative thing, because I'll still get to do what I love to do.
Yeah,
So I'm
exactly.
basically kind of mid-career, and decided to run because for several reasons. Like I'm not the guy that can curl up with a novel, and just enjoy that for the evening. I'm always like reading legislation, and just
Yeah.
education is such a zigzag of craziness and changes all
Oh,
the
yeah.
time. So it's just everywhere, and I just feel like we need leadership in public education. We're going through some real challenging times, and headed into probably more challenging times. So, at the urging of colleagues and friends and neighbors, and even parents of my students, like We need someone to run for school board that has, you know, experience, has been in the trenches, that, you know, knows firsthand how the decisions affect the classroom and that sort of thing. And they're like, you know, people always come to me to ask about, hey, what's going on with this, and what, how's this law going to affect us, and am I going to have to do this or do that? So I was always the guy, like, either would have the answer, or many times, like, I'll be the guy that's going to go find the answer.
Yeah.
Go based on, you know, hearsay and rumors, because you hear all kinds of things. Even sometimes you get told from leadership the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go find out, like, what does it really say? What does it really mean to us? And that's kind of how I found myself there. One of my colleagues came down the hall with the supervisor of elections ad that basically said, you know, you have to register by such and such time. If you don't go do it, I'm going to register. At that point, you know, it's kind of when it dawned on me that maybe, you know, like everything else that's come along in my career, that didn't really plan out, that maybe this was the time to, you know, step out and try to run. And then that was kind of exacerbated by, you know, I mean, the other thing that was in my mind is just a lot more. I don't know how familiar you are with Santa Rosa County and the school board and this last year with the impact. So that was another influencing factor, because I followed it all the way through. And I had been in contact with board members about, specifically our board member for the area, through email and the school district, you know, just with questions about the budget, this, that, and the other. And I was concerned about questions that they couldn't answer. They didn't know, and things that they were voting on that they didn't seem to have knowledge of, and that sort of thing. So that concerned me as well. And so I decided to throw my name in the hat. So, but I was the 2013 Santa Rosa County Teacher of the Year finalist for the school district. And West Navarre Intermediate School Teacher of the Year in 2013, and have been on numerous boards and leadership. I'm on the Santa Rosa Spark team, which is welcomes in new teachers. I'm on the Sugar Sands Ed Camp Board of Directors, which is a professional development program for the school district that brings in people from all over to come down to Navarre, and not just our district, but we've had people from Georgia and North Carolina and all kinds of things come down for professional development there.
Yeah.
I do some basketball and soccer coaching, and for a long time sat on the Juvenile Justice Council of Escambia County.
Okay.
Pensacola.
That's interesting.
Not too familiar with that at all.
Yeah.
Which is a great, you know, all the folks from out there, and was involved with that for a long time. And also several other things, like teacher recruitment and retention is huge. Recently, the principals were surveyed. I did a public records request to get information about some of their concerns with hiring and that sort of thing. And almost unanimously, the principals of our schools in Santa Rosa County reported a lack of quality candidates applying for teaching jobs.
Okay.
You know, here over the last year plus. And so that's a significant issue. And I think, you know, when we're recruiting and retaining the best teachers, then, and putting that best product forward, then that's what's going to make the difference in the classroom for our students. One of the biggest differences.
Yeah.
So, I would like to see us, truthfully do all we can and take a hard look at how we can do salary improvements, or if there's not salary improvements, look at bonuses, look at restructuring how we do even benefits like health care. You know, I understand that Okaloosa County has a lot better health care plan for their teachers that saves them money. So, you know, it's not always direct even salary improvements, but there's a lot of ways that we can take care of that. But I have a big idea for recruitment as well. Herbert Field does a great welcoming program for all their troops that come in.
Yeah.
And currently right now in Santa Rosa County, what we're doing is basically, you know, we put out some flyers that say, come teach where other people vacation. But the problem is they can't afford to live in Navarre. You know, they can't afford to live in Gulf Breeze especially. And it's getting that way kind of in Pace and some other places. So my idea would be to really expand that program to have bankers there, that maybe there's some special interest rates for teachers, have the county housing authority there that can talk to them about, you know, special loan programs, down payments, things like that. Really make a job fair something where it's not just hiring there, but showing them here's how you could actually come live here in the community. Programs like the USDA offers a direct loan program that helped me with four kids when my wife was going to school and I was just teaching. We would have never qualified for a home loan.
Yeah.
They helped us do that and get into an affordable home loan. We paid about $300 less than we would have paid for rent.
Oh, wow.
You know, buying a house. So there's some neat programs like that. And I think sometimes it's just educating people, having people present. I know
a lot
of realtors offer reduction in interest rates and stuff. So the recruitment and retention have some ideas. I would also like to accomplish revamping our community school program, the one that I used to work in. It's kind of an after-school program that parents like because it's right there at the schools, And so it's convenient. They can pick up their kids if they work late right there at the school. Well, I feel like we could turn that into a STEAM program, or, you know, a STEM program, or just enrichment and tutoring. We could have high school kids volunteering to come over in the afternoon to provide effective tutoring that could help the students with their work and get their volunteer hours in, that sort of thing. We can have teachers possibly hired after school sometimes to provide some programming coursework, that sort of thing. Kind of what I do with the gifted program. Parents are asking me all the time for enrichment. So I feel like we could definitely step up the game in enrichment after school, you know, and that could be a program that, yeah, it's tuition based still that parents pay for, but then students that need that assistance, they can get that assistance through Department of Children and Families and places like, you know, they're getting it already. I'd like to really add more, you know, I'm seeing things all the time, and it's such a hard vision of mine. I also in college did electrical work for an electrician, and I think we need to really expand our vocational programs throughout the county, and just awareness of what's already existing for students. You know, Navarre High School has like about 87% graduation rate, which is good, but I think we could close that gap even more if there were vocational tie-ins and internships for those vocational programs. We're treating a lot of the symptoms at the middle school, high school age, cyberbullying, all that. We're treating a lot of those symptom factors. But I think we also need to look at really investing in the root causes. Now, I mean, it starts at home with the parents and the families and that sort of thing. Definitely understand that. But at schools, we still have to take up the slack there. So I feel like we need to address mental health care. You know, in the classrooms with students we deal with, there's kind of this, you know, we'll identify students, and certainly as teachers, we're not experts, but we are with those students, you know, 7 or 8 hours a day. So we're with them a lot of times more than their families and their parents. So when there's different issues going on with students within the school, you know, more guidance and mental health counselors and different things like that. So they can work with these students and address issues that are going on while they're young, you know, so that that's not just being passed on and then it, you know, rears its ugly head in middle school or high school when the student's deep in depression or dealing with a lot of other different, you know, issues. So, so I think there's some work to be done there still. But I think we are, you know, we're getting on the right track. You know, and another big thing is just, we have a board that's been pretty, pretty unanimous in all their motions and very little discussion. If you watch the videos on, we need a board if that's what's going to happen. So, you know, I certainly don't want a contentious board and that sort of thing. We need to be, you know, coming together on things, but there needs to be some innovation. I mean, I think that's the word that I think of is innovation, creativity. We face a lot of challenges. And so we've got to be change agents to think forward thinking that, hey, we need to hold on to the traditional values that have been positive in education. I'm definitely a conservative family man, you know, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But we need to look forward and say, hey, what are the new ideas? What do we need to be doing? What are districts around us doing that are working that we can kind of model or take a look at? And then there needs to be a lot of discussion. We need some diversity, you know, age, you know, gender. You know, right now I think we have a kind of balanced male and female board, but even just with the age and just fresh perspective. And I think people that have had, you know, been involved in education. For me, I have, last year I could say I had 4 children at 4 different schools, and then we have an 11-month-old baby, so he's going to be a Santa Rosa County student pretty soon. But, I get feedback from my kids all the time about what's going on at these 4 different schools in Santa Rosa County, plus my wife and I work in one ourselves. And so, you know, we're right there firsthand with all of it, and for that reason, I have a lot of, you know, ideas, and I have a plan to implement those ideas that I can share as well. So that's kind of why I feel like, you know, I'd be a good candidate to jump in the race.